Yeah, the conference was interesting. There are many, I'm sure many of you who went had learnings and takeaways. There was one, there were a couple of things that struck me, and one of them was during the youth breakout, then there was this Rinpoche, this Geshe. And in the youth breakout session, the workshop, there were different questions that were asked. I was quite surprised that there wasn't much question about relationships. Yeah, I was like all geared up to answer questions on relationships, BGR, and things that pertains to youth. And in the end, all the questions were all over the place. But one of the questions that came up was about how, if we have a friend who we know of someone who is undergoing depression, and that person is not a Buddhist, yeah, how should we help them? The Geshe is actually sort of, in a way, a title. It is actually it's not the name of the Lama, but it's a sort of, you could say, like a position that a person has reached. It's equivalent to a professor, yeah, someone who has gone through rigorous training in the teachings, and they must have gone through the like defending of their knowledge, yeah, very rigorous back and forth. Then they are, in a way, conferred the Geshe-la title. Yeah. So what he said was most interesting. Because before that, Brother Tan was saying that Tan Ho Soon from Nalanda Institute, he was sharing about how we should encourage them to have positive thinking and things like that. And then the first thing that the Geshe-la said was, "You cannot tell them to think positively." I was sitting between them. I was like, "Uh-oh." But he substantiated. He said, and the reason is because they cannot. They are not able to. That's why they are depressed. And I was like, "Yeah, that kind of makes sense." Yeah, to begin with, if they can think positively, they wouldn't be depressed, isn't it? So you cannot just tell them to not think negatively and think positively. Yeah, because it's like what I always tell you, I don't ask people to let go. Because if it's so easy, then you wouldn't have to, learn so much. Just let go, lah. But what's most interesting was that he said, "Get them busy. Yeah, ask them to go and watch movies." Yeah, and I was like, "Yeah, that's what I kind of suggest to people also." There was one time, there was a person who shared with me that he was feeling a bit depressed and apparently diagnosed with like clinical depression. And I look at him, I talk to him for a while, I'm like, what are you depressed with, Yeah. In the end, I asked him to go for a walk, a 3-hour walk. Yeah, and every single week we would go for a walk. Walk, walk. I don't know whether that helped him. But after a few weeks, he never talked about his depression anymore. He was too busy walking with me. But the other thing that struck me about the Geshe-la's, so wait, let me finish the Geshe-la's reply first. Then he said that after getting them to be busy, and the thing is that when they're busy doing something, then they don't have time to dwell into negative thoughts. They don't have time to dwell into negativity. And I thought, yeah, that's perhaps why depression is oftentimes a first world problem. Think about it. Our parents' time, they don't have it any easier than us. But they are not depressed. Some people say, "No, Shifu, they were depressed. They just didn't know it." Well, maybe not knowing it is what helped them. Because then they move on with life. They don't sit down there and wallow in their self-pity. Oh, I'm feeling so depressed. Oh, poor me. You know? Because they got better things to do. Because if they were to spend that day depressing over their feelings, they'll get fired. And then next thing you know, their family will be in trouble. So the one thing that I've observed in many of the cases of depression that I've come across and handled was that oftentimes they are not required to have any responsibility for others. Whether because they don't have that duty, or they were not, they somehow did not get into that situation where they are responsible for something. Take for example, again, our parents. Many of our parents, before they even finish studying, they have to be responsible for their siblings. Families these days usually have one or two children, yeah? And they are not even responsible for themselves. They have maids to be responsible for many things that they used to have to do themselves to begin with. And by the time they finish their studies, again, they are not responsible for the family's well-being. Yeah? Not the housework, not to pay bills, nothing. No responsibility whatsoever. They are not obliged, not required in any ways. Yeah? So, I don't know. In a way, this is not a bad thing, yeah. Because this is what our parents worked for. Our parents wanted us to have an easier life, and we in turn want our younger generation to have an easier life, not to be obligated by all these responsibilities, isn't it? But then, guess what? That may well, you know, lay the foundation for many people to have too much free time to, oh, poor me. So that's where the Geshe-la then said that you get them busy, and then along the way, you know, give them small little bits of different idea of thinking. Yeah, that is a bit more positive. That is in a different angle, different direction. And then slowly, slowly they may, you know, move away from depression.